There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's On Fraser Coast.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another What's On Fraser Coast with this lady, Kim Parnell Podcast. G'day, Kim.
Good morning, Andrew.
We should mention, too, that at the time of recording, everything that we're telling you is going to air.
Yes.
Things can change somewhat due to the weather.
Just so like that.
That is, unfortunately, beyond us. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we can give you an idea or two about what you can get up to this weekend. So let's get straight into it, Kim, and it starts tomorrow. It's One Day at a Time gala event that's happening at Pernella Park Coach House in Takura. And our special guest this week is Chloe Brown from Shine Bright Mental Health. Chloe, hi.
Thank you. Hi, how are you going?
We are well, thank you. Tell us what's happening, what's it all about?
So we have an amazing event coming up on this Saturday. So it's an event raising money that is going to be donated towards Small Steps for Hannah, which they are a beautiful organisation that are continuing to support all women and children across Australia mm-hmm. in changing legislation and laws around coercive control and domestic and family violence. So we've got amazing keynote speakers coming up, we're just wanting to raise the awareness locally.
Sure.
We've got the focus on the gala event is men's mental health specifically. So we've got Warren Davies coming up from Victoria. He's the Unbreakable Farmer, and he's going to be speaking about his journey with mental health and wanting to get the men involved in these conversations and discussions, because men are important in their role they can play in halting family domestic violence.
Sure. Hannah, tell us about the Small Steps for Hannah. What is that in particular? How was that born?
Yeah, so Small Steps for Hannah was born out of a tragedy that occurred down in Brisbane in February 2020, where Hannah Clark and her three children were murdered by her ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And Sue and Lloyd are Hannah's parents and the kids' grandparents, and they have wanted to start something in honour of them to mm-hmm. make sure that other families don't have to experience this kind of loss or experience, you know, the ongoing effects of family and domestic violence.
Yeah, it's a hideous story,
is it not?
Yeah. And one we hear all too often. Now, I read with interest too that maybe the week before, that our peak mental health body leader, Mr. Berryman, has quit the role due to the fact that he believes the government is not doing enough on mental mm-hmm. health. So here we have the leader of that organised peak body here in Australia who said, you know what, the government's not doing enough here, I'm out.
That's quite scary, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, I think it takes a whole community effort and everyone needs to be a part of it. It can't just come from one place. Like the government, yes, have a big role to play, but also we do on the ground, and we do have a responsibility to be having conversations and as a community how we can be supporting everyone that we come into contact with for mental health and for family domestic violence, because the services, they are struggling because mental health is impacting so many people, and so the services are inundated and can't keep up. So we as a community need to go, okay, well, how can we support people that are just needing that, you know, needing a chat and needing that lower level support and care? How can we get them that help via the community instead of waiting through the health service, which are for quite acute people who are suffering mental illness? So it's hard. It's hard. It's a tricky thing to be up against.
Wish there were some easy answers. But there never is, is there?
Exactly.
So what can people expect if they purchase a ticket? Because I see that there's some live music and also there's food. And is Andy Venning coming too?
Yes.
Tell us all about what's happening.
Yeah, so we have amazing local artists coming on board for the night. So we've got Frank Benn, who's going to be starting off the night with his acoustic set. So while everyone's arriving, he'll be there playing his lovely music. Then we've got our keynote speakers, so Dave Kramer from Small Steps for Hannah is coming up. So he was Hannah's very good friend and gym partner. And knew the children. He was like an uncle to them. So we are so fortunate to have him come up and speak on family and domestic violence and on behalf of the organisation. We've then got Andy Venning, who is a hypnotist / comedian. He performed in Maryborough at the Brolga at the beginning of the year. So he's agreed to come back and do this event for me, which is so amazing. So he's a bit of life, fun, entertainment. We've got Warren Davies, the keynote speaker, and then to finish off the night, we've got the local band Rhubarb Tart.
Fantastic. Robbie Mackay and the crew. Yeah, wow, what a show. Night. What a show they put on.
I'm so excited. And yeah, so with the tickets, we've actually closed the seating tables, but we've just been able to open up a general admission ticket, which is $80 to enter, to come to the event. And that is unseated, standing, like tall, high-set seats, and a cheese and grazing platter.
That's a great idea.
And there's cash tours doing return bus trips from Harvey Bay and from Maryborough. For an additional $25 per person, so return trip. So we've got you covered to get in and out to the event.
Fantastic.
And, yeah.
What if we want to know more? What if we want to know more about all this and how
to... You can jump onto Facebook. You can look at my Facebook page, Shine Bright Mental Health, and I have an event link, One Day at a Time Gala, the tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com. If you just type in One Day at a Time Gala, it'll pop up, and the tickets are live now for the $80. So you can jump on and get to have a good Saturday night out.
It sounds like out of what is a tragedy, and it is, and it's still existing in the world today, but you'll share stories, you'll raise money, you'll raise awareness, and at the same time have a bit of fun as well. So it's a rounded evening. It sounds like it's all going to be happening there, Chloe. And we do appreciate your time joining us here on the What's on Fraser Coast podcast. We wish you all the best for this coming weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's on Saturday. There is plenty happening Saturday, Kim, including the Gym Sports Showcase 2024, 6 Walton Street in the Heritage City. Tell us more.
Doors open at 8:45 a.m. There'll be men's and women's artistic gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, trampoline sports and acrobatics in this practice competition. The warm-up starts at 9 and the march in is at 9:30. Entry is $5 per spectator and kids under 12 are free.
Okay. Were you ever good at gymnastics?
I actually used to do gymnastics when I was in primary school.
What, did you work the beam?
I did.
Get on the horse?
The pommel horse, yes, I did. You name it, I did it. But I don't think that I was really naturally gifted in that area.
No. I think you've got to be a special type of person to do that. And thank goodness for those big fluffy mats that are on the floor. It saved a few hospital visits, I'm sure. Saturday also, Sprint Car Queensland titles at the Maryborough Speedway. Now, that's Saturday and Sunday. Talking to Brendan Bowers, as we do in our sports podcast, the fact that the Maryborough Speedway has of late been very unlucky with their weather.
Hasn't it? Yes, they have.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed it's all go for this Saturday.
So there'll also be mod lights, lightning and macro sprints, and some sprint car hot laps, and the senior and junior F500 wide bay titles. Sunday will be the pro sprint cars, HRX series, the Corbett's Group 410 sprint cars Queensland title, and so much more. Spectator entry is from 1 p.m. and the action is from 3 p.m. each day. And for tickets, you can find the event on Facebook.
Yeah, good luck to the Speedway this weekend. Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday, the 9th Big Rosella Field Day is happening at Peterson's Farm, 2 Riley Road, Woologa in the Gympie region.
Yes, a little bit different. We're going outside our region. But Greg and Cece, who are the owners of Peterson's Farm, are well known in the area because they actually have a market stall at the Urangan markets and at other markets around. And quite a few locals actually go along to their big Rosella Field Day. So they'll have farm tours, cooking demos, gardening talks and tips, food stalls, farmers market, local artisan and handmade creations. There'll also be entertainment. And the successful family event offers an authentic real-life farm food experience.
Yum.
The Woologa Peterson's Farm is a working farm, and as you would expect, FPOS connections can be patchy, so cash is strongly recommended.
Yeah. Bring your cash. It still does exist, you
it
know.
It does, does it? To purchase tickets, head to all the W's, petersonfarm.com.au, but it's always, and like it's their ninth, so they've been going for quite a long time.
They know what they're doing. They've been around the block a few times. Sunday, move to Sunday here, Seaside Skills Workshop, Harvey Bay Surf Life Saving Club. Now, the workshop is led by QBVT player Stephen Percher.
And don't ask me what that means, because I don't know what QBVT means.
Oh, you don't?
Do you?
Well, when you're the one that gets all this together,
I expect you to
do your research.
Well, I just haven't researched that particular. Okay. But it could be Queensland something or other. Yes. And the V would be volley, maybe.
So Let's not do any more guessing. No. Just get on with it, I think.
The event goes from 9 through till 12. The cost is $25. For those who want to keep the fun going, the organisers will play pairs into the afternoon and all skill levels are welcome.
I would say it'd have to be volleyball, wouldn't it?
I would think so, wouldn't you?
Well, here we are banging on about and promoting it. We should know what we're doing.
I know. Well, we can, or we could have just said QBVT and just
and left it at
there.
That. Yes. Yeah, okay. All right. No one's going, what's QBVT? Sunday, also, it's the Bay to Bay Yacht Race Spectator Cruise at the Harvey Bay Boat Club. Now, the race itself is great to watch as vessels from different categories battle it out over the 87K course, Tin Can Bay to Harvey Bay. This has been going forever. The boat departs from the club, what, 9:15?
Yep, and heads through the Great Sandy Strait to meet the fleet at Gary's Anchorage for the second day of racing. Keep an eye out for the wildlife. If you're lucky, you might see some dolphins, turtles, dugongs, and maybe a dingo on the beach, on the island. This is a ticketed event, so get your tickets at allthewsboatclub.com.au.
Now, I arrived in this region and first started here in 1994, Kim. The Bay to Bay was a happening thing back then. So we're 30 years.
And that was a long time ago.
Oh, dinosaurs roamed the earth, Sunday, also auditions, Children of the Black Skirt. It's a youth production at the ZPAC Theatre. Auditions being held for Children of the Black Skirt, which is a drama gothic youth production.
Yes, auditions are being held, as you said, for a drama gothic youth production. There's a call out to all aspiring young actors, whether you're an experienced performer or a first-time auditioner, all levels of talent are welcome. Children of the Black Skirt is about two orphan children, old one and new one, who are always wary of the black skirt, the cruel governess who floats up and down the dormitory corridors, dangerously welding her enormous scissors, and tell tales of other poor lost children to escape the reality of their own lives.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds quite heavy, doesn't it?
You don't need to go and see the show now.
No.
We've heard it all.
We have. The auditions are on from 10 a.m. till 2. You can download an audition pack from all the W's at zpactheatre.com.au.
Okay, wrapping it up. Sunday, it's the Nick and Bar Markets in the Bay, 6 a.m. to 12 noon, with all the proceeds going back to the Harvey Bay Animal Refuge.
The markets are held on the 1st, 3rd and 5th Sunday of every month and have just celebrated their 40th birthday. That is a huge achievement. I think they'll have some raffles too, so grab the family and enjoy a great morning out.
Certainly plenty happening across the weekend. It's the Queensland Beach Volleyball Tour, by the way. So, apologies.
Thank you.
Apologies
very much,
for that, ladies and gents.
Well, I think that people can actually do their own research too.
Well, they can. But hopefully we've given you at least a couple of options for this weekend. There is, as always, plenty going on. What's on Fraser Coast? The glossy magazine, Kim. It's out and about. I just love smelling it.
And I'm just, I'm just about to start delivering the May edition, would you believe? So I'll be out over the next 3 days delivering.
Yeah, we're, a third of the way through the year?
Don't say that. Don't
All right.
That.
I won't say we're a third of the way through the year. What's on FraserCoast.com.au? And if you have something coming up you think we might need to know about, maybe we can chat about. Just get on to Kim. What's on FraserCoast.com.au? You have a great week, Kim.
See you next week.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.